ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 11, and text number 26. Esha Bhutani Bhuta Atma Bhuta Ishaha Bhuta Bhavanaha Swashaktya Mayaya युक्तः स्रजति अत्ति च पाति च। एष भूतानि भूतात्मा भूतेषु भूतभावना स्वशक्त्या मायया युक्तः सृजत्यत्ति च पाति च। एष भूतानि भूतात्मा भूतेषु भूतभावनः स्वशक्त्या मायया युक्तः सृजत्यत्ति च पाति च। एष भूतानि भूतात्मा भूतेषु भूतभावनः स्वशक्त्या मायया युक्तः सृजत्यत्यति च पाति च। एषः दिस् भूतानि All created beings, Bhutatma, the supersoul of all living entities, Bhuta Ishaha, the controller of everyone, Bhuta Bhavanaha, the maintainer of everyone, Swashaktya, through his energy, Mayaya, the external energy, yuktaha, through such agency, srajati, creates, atti, annihilates, cha, and pati, maintains, cha, and. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supersoul of all living entities. He is the controller and the maintainer of everyone. Through the agency of His external energy, He creates, maintains, and annihilates everyone. There are two kinds of energies in the matter of creation. The Lord creates this material world through His external material energy, whereas the spiritual world is the manifestation of His internal energy. He is always associated with internal energy, but He is always aloof from the material energy. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter 4th verse, the Lord says, Masthani sarva bhutani na chaham teshvavastita. All living entities are living on me or on my energy, but I am not everywhere. He is personally always situated in the spiritual world. In the material world also, wherever the Supreme Lord is personally present, is to be understood as being the spiritual world. For example, the Lord is worshipped in the temple by pure devotees. The temple is therefore to be understood as being the spiritual world. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Jurvapta Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavauscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Esha Bhutani Bhutatma Bhutesho Bhutapavana Svashaktya Maya Yuktaha Srijatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyatyat is the super soul of all living entities. He is the controller and the maintainer of everyone. Through the agency of his external energy, he creates, annihilates, and maintains and annihilates everyone. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that the Lord is to be known, to be seen, or to be interacted through the medium of his internal potency, while the external potency is not by itself able to perceive the Lord, or in either seeing or in feeling or willing. We cannot interact. We cannot interact with the Supreme Lord with external energy. Yet external energy is utilized by the devotees to serve the Lord. Because the whole conception is that he is the cause of all causes, but he is independent to choose to remain under the veil of Atma Maya or internal potency. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samavata. This yoga maya is internal potency. But nonetheless, because he is the cause of the creation, sustenance and dissolution, he still remains unapproachable through this external energy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar Jaha Krishna Ta Nahi Maya Radhikar. Spiritual energy cannot interact with the material energy. But yet, because the Lord is independent, it can work as a catalyst to induce some reactions in the external energy. That's how the material world was created. Without the presence of internal potency, material world would not have been created. If you see in the third canto of the chapters of creation, it is systematically said that Lord enters as the Mahapurusha, Purushavatar, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, and simply glances his over the external energy, which is primordial, lying like a cloud in sky. This glance is no different than Lord Krishna's desire or the Krishna's seeing the thing as such. When Krishna wants to see, others cannot realize, because it's a spiritual vision. But in Krishna's seeing, so many things are happening simultaneously, which is mind-boggling and inconceivable. All the living entities, which are spiritual part and parcels, these parts are also introduced through the glands and impregnated in the Pradhan Prakriti. Therefore, the creation of Lord's glance has been reflected as a halo, which is called Sadasiva. And the Lord takes the charge of the first progenitor, means Prapitamaha, not Pitamaha. Prapitama. But here he becomes the husband of Maya or material energy. Durga, we call Sadashiva. This is not Gunavatar. This is the transformation of Shankarsha Mahavishnu into Shankar. Not only that, the introduction of the jivas, they need material formation. So, by the presence of this glance of Mahavishnu, the first three gunas, sattva guna, rajagun and tamagun, were created. Therefore, the pradhan prakriti was now called as mahatattva. And from the combination of the three gunas and presence of the glands, at every stage, from subtle to gross creations happen. So, if you want to trace out the cause of all causes, just like scientists want to analyze everything, but they will never be able to approach a catalytic aspect of the presence of the Lord. This presence of the Lord, right from the beginning of the material creation, through the sustenance period and annihilation, will be there to interact by the will of the Lord. It has been created by the will of the Lord. The whole material creation will be maintained, and by the will of the Lord, it will be dissolved. But how to understand? Material scientists cannot understand. They may analytically come to the physical existence or gross existence of such particular level, but they cannot trap the presence of Mahavishnu's glance, which is the cause. That catalytic aspect cannot be touched even by the material scientists. But it is meant for the devotees only. The temples are created not just to get a material exchange with the Lord and fulfill our desires. There is no spiritual energy is to be utilized at all. It's all material energy. But the devotees are not. They are refraining from asking anything from the Lord except love and devotion to Him. And that is our spiritual nature. So, the temple must be seen as a spiritual place. And spiritual transactions should occur. That's how the whole training program is there, prescribed as we call this stage-wise bhakti or raganuga bhakti. Such things should not have any pollution of the material desires. Of course, Lord is so kind, because He becomes the ultimate cause of all causes, He can fulfill our material desires too. And if a person under the ignorance wants to keep on praying for material desires to the Lord, but with intense devotion, it is recommended. Okay, but that level will give him liberation. Liberation is a threshold of spiritual existence. It is not all in all. The impersonalists also get liberation. But there is no interaction with the Supreme Lord directly. Those who are with all the desires, sarvakama, they get liberation of the fulfillment of their desires into four categories. That is available in Vaikuntha level, little higher than the Brahmajyoti level. It is spiritual world. If you want to have the form of the Lord, this desire can be fulfilled there. He will get spiritual form, but his desire was material, so it is in between it. Right? It is not pure love of Godhead. It's something conditioned. Lord can fulfill because He is the maintainer. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetanam eko bahunam yo vidadhati kama. He is the chief of all the eternals from whom everything has been emanated. So, why not everyone is dependent upon Him? Only the crazy people think that they are independent. Or nations want to maintain their independence out of the jurisdiction of the Lord by proclaiming secular government. But these are all atheists. They are dependent. Mostly, everyone is dependent upon the external energy. And you cannot become free from her clutches. Krishna Buligela Jiva. Bhagavan Shakare, Ata Eva Maya Tare Pashite, Chapati Adare. When we forget the spiritual aspect of the Supreme Lord and end up in simply desiring the material aspect, then the Lord's inferior energy, Maya, in which He will be too difficult to be found. Even though His presence as Paramatma is spread all over, andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham govindam, this aspect, localized aspect of the Supreme Lord is also very difficult to understand for those who are bhogavanchas. So, Manu Maharaj is interrupting Dhruv's material desires to be curbed. He went on rampage to take revenge upon his bodily relationship with Uttam, a step-brother. But he was thinking, because I have achieved the mercy of the Lord, I can do anything. So he was annihilating the whole Yakshas race. He was so powerful. He was successful. He was becoming obsessed by false ego. So the Lord has to reclaim his devotion for the purpose of internal potencies, transactions. So these understandings are very important. You know, that how to recognize the cause of all causes through the medium of his energies. For jivas who are marginal energy, it is possible to interact with either of the energy, either internal or material, external energy. But by constitution, jivas are made up of internal potency, not external potency. The bodies are made up of external energy, but not the life in it, not the consciousness of it. So, there is a spiritual analysis, analytical form, called Sankhya Yoga, chopped down to the ultimate aspect of differentiation between the spiritual aspect and material aspect, the Sat aspect and Asat aspect. Krishna takes care of this subject matter to dispel Arjuna's false ego. He was thinking, because he is religious, he is too pious to forgive the culprits. Even before the war began, he had yet to see so many unfavorable situations imposed upon them by the politics of the war. He never thought of that. But Krishna, being all knowledgeable, he knew. He had to correct. Sometimes we think that by reading Bhagavad Gita, oh, this part is not applicable to me, or that part. It was told to Arjuna. He was a Kshatriya, but what about me? I'm a Brahman. No. The spirit soul is always at war with Maya. Under illusion of Maya, he thinks that he is happy in this body. But the body is repeatedly told to be miserable, and he has to fight the miseries out. Unless and until Krishna gives the differentiation between soul and the body, who would understand? Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam taya pratachetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhavana vidyate. Those who are engrossed in sense gratificatory activities, either verbal, mental, or behavior, they are overtaken by Maya. So, their intelligence will be stolen. Apratachetasa. The real distinction of the spirituality will be stolen. It will be misinterpreted by them. So there forms so many varieties of isms and followers of different paths. Some become impersonalist, another become Mayavadi, third becomes agnostic, Buddhist, or so what. There are big philosophers also created under this line of so-called tutelage to teach atheism. And they call it, it's a religion, but it has nothing to do with the internal potency of the Lord. So, man becomes more entangled in so-called foolish piety and religious trappings. But these are the fundamentals of the distinction between the spiritual aspect and material aspect. Some people even define spirituality as something in their own terms which has nothing to do with entire materialism. They call materialism as a part of spirituality. So you may think the promised land is flowing with milk and honey. Instead of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they start worshipping pagans, you know, they pagan idols, even like Santa Claus. He's just now coming around the corner. You never know, he will penetrate Vrindavan one day. McDonald has already come to the outskirts of Mathura, but Santa Claus is just now coming. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. This is all trappings of Maya. External energy is so alluring. So, these different egos, they are all born out of ignorance and nothing else. So when we try to concentrate on the teachings of Lord Shri Krishna or about Him, these teachings are completely different. They are so transcendental that one must value for a guaranteed progress in this human form of life to cross over the ocean of birth and death. To place ourselves in our original constitutional position, Jivera Swarupa Hoyer Krishna Nitya Das, Krishna Ritatashta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash. So this is a rare opportunity to understand. Even though Dhruv was Sakam Bhakta, even he got the glimpse of his mistake, but the trappings are there. As soon as he came out in the Mayic world, he was attracted by materialism, material form of energy in form of his brother being killed, and he wants to take the revenge. Some may call, yeah, it is a Kshatriya spirit, but was it Krishna consciously used? No. So therefore, the Supreme Lord, in the form of Manu Maharaj, his grandfather, has to come and interfere and advise him to stop this killing, and gave him appropriate reason that you are not the doer. Ultimate cause of all causes is Lord Krishna. So never forget him in every action. That's how one is advised to lead the life of Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy is the summum bonum of it. So anybody has any question? Has any mic for them? In cold you can listen a little better so you can speak louder. Junction. This junction is called Viraja River. It's considered to be a river that separates between material and spiritual world. And one must know how to cross over this river. It is a separation. The separation medium is not illusory. It's true. So it is the part of the spiritual world. But only those who are properly situated can cross Viraja River. and enter into the spiritual life. That Virja river was ruptured when Vaman Dev took the third leg. No, sorry, the second leg. And with the toenail, the water started leaking. And that became Ganges. So why we worship Ganges? Because there is some spiritual connection. Right? It is to increase the spirituality. And this water, holy water, washed the lotus feet, means what? Pure devotional service. To wash Lord's lotus feet. And we take this part of the washing of the lotus feet of the Lord as a great importance to foster our faith in devotional service. Therefore we take Charanamrita every day, meditating upon the washed water of the Lord. Many devotees do not chant the mantra while sipping the achman of the Charanamrita. Akal mrityum haranam sarva vyadhi vinashanam Vishnu pada tatva kitva shirse dharanya. Or punarjanmana vidyate, somebody says that. Why you do not want punarjanma? Because you are not the body. You have your body, innate body. Why do you need other body over the body? So that separation is the qualification for the devotees to go into the spiritual world. That is Virja. And one must know how to cross this Virja river. Prabhupada tells in other way, at the time of death, you must know how to fly your aeroplane. And if you say, oh, I do not know how to fly. But there are no other passenger services. Everybody has his own aeroplane to fly. You think Dhruva Maharaj got the aeroplane and somebody else was flying? Dhruva knew how to fly his aeroplane, but he was escorted by others. In spiritual world, these planes are flying automatically by qualifications. But one must remain in command. The planes go autopilot. Autopilot. But still the pilot will be necessary to oversee. So nobody can claim, because I did not know. Yes, come back. Learn again. That is called repeated birth and death. But how many lifetime after you revolve, you get a human form of life? Very rare. And in the human form of life, what are your odds to become a devotee? Still rare. So therefore consider this opportunity to be of utmost importance to cultivate spirituality and then become detached from the materiality. Gradually. True? By simply your desires. He is asking, how do we know whether our relationship with Krishna is material or spiritual? Krishna will reciprocate with you in any way. Akamava sarva kamai moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajat purusham param. All these three kinds of people who have a relationship with Krishna, you know, for the purpose of those desires, whether one is totally desireless, or one is full of all desires, or one who has desired to even get liberation, all of them are suggested to cultivate acute devotional service. Very, very steadfast, confirm, no lukewarm. Any other question? जोर से बोलोगे? हाँ, a pure devotee is considered to be those who are performing acute devotional service. But whether they have the target of love of Godhead, which is of the highest, or having the bigger kingdom like his father's, is the highest. There are different gradations of the purity. Even though the purity is there, but different gradations of devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered the Atmanivedanam of gopis to be the highest. So that is our target. We are following in that line. So why should we give importance to other and put up a question whether, oh, he's also, oh, he was also a pure devotee, but how come, you know, that devotional service has to be in? That was not devotional service, it was sakam bhakta. Sakam bhaktas are not totally imbued in love of Godhead. The category is different. Dhruva Maharaj went to Vaikuntha after enjoying the greatest kingdom of Dhruva planet, which was equivalent to Brahmaloka. He also enjoyed the duration of life of Lord Brahma. But ultimately, he had to proceed towards Vaikuntha, because that was sakam desire. There are pure devotees there. What is permittable in devotional service, they are executing, even though it is all desires Krishna can fulfill. So, Dhruva Maharaj got those desires. But who fulfills Krishna's desire? Dhruva Maharaj did not fulfill Krishna's own desires because he is the chief of all the entities. That can be only fulfilled by Nishkam Bhaktas. So, pure devotion in Nishkam Bhakti is to be considered to be the highest. But he is not a Mahajan. But purity will be considered, but there is degree of purity. If you say purity, what means how much pure? Gold is 24 karat. Gold is gold. Even 12 karat gold is also called gold. But there are so many things. Even by having glance with Lord Vishnu, one becomes pure because it's all purified. But still, in which capacity one is serving the Supreme? If you have a choice and you are allowed to worship Lord Vishnu, then go to Vaikuntha. But if you don't want to make your own choice and depend upon Krishna's choice, then you go back home, back to Godhead and Golok Vrindavan. But that Swarup will be always brought out, by careful guidance of the spiritual master. That's the refinement of all the inebrieties in the gold. When gold is refined, it has to be boiled and boiled and boiled to take out the scum. So Golok Vrindavan is that ultimate resort for all the jivas, where they have their original relationship with Lord Krishna. That is the highest realm. Ramya kachitupasana vajavadhur vrdija kalpita. If you want to follow Dhru Maharaj's example while remaining ISKCON, then what about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order? We are supposed to follow four things. If you want to worship Lord Shri Krishna, then worship Vrajendra Tanan in Taddhamam Vrindavanam. If you want to go for Dhru Maharaj's footsteps, then go to Madhuvan. So, everything is possible, but it depends upon what is our desire. Gradually we have to accept what Krishna's desire. Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam. In ISKCON, do you think to become like Dhru Maharaj is Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam? It may be anukul to you, but not to Krishna. That's how we receive the order from great authorities in parampara. And what is our target? That becomes a very distinct application as well as a goal in our life. We do not think anything else. Otherwise our mind will be reeling on all different aspects. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Krishna Leela and God Leela, they are happening simultaneously in Golok Vrindavan.
Yes.
So if we target God Leela, are we quite safe?
There is no difference between God Leela and Krishna Leela. That's the observation. But in the Sankirtan movement, we have to come to the conclusion. What Narottam Das Thakur saying? Gaurangera sangi sange nitya siddha karimane je jaye Vrajendra Sutta Pass. If you want to go to Vrajendra Sutta Pass, then you have to follow strictly in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sankirtan movement, the way all the all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were nitya siddhas. So if you follow in their life, we don't see that somebody had a character of Dhruva there, but rather most of them have the character of Brajalila, right? So they are happening simultaneously. There is no difference between Sankirtan movement of Mahaprabhu and Krishna's Leela. We cannot give up the guidelines which is already given and think independent of the guidelines. Any other question or comments? Jai Jagat Goswami Prabhupada ki.